A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
G'day guys, welcome back to the Rugby League Guru Podcast. A super exciting day with Beers and Break-Evens, our Supercoach Classic show returning this afternoon. Myself and the great Timmy Williams talking all things Supercoach for 2023. We've got an episode dropping this afternoon at 3 p.m. on YouTube, then another one 3 p.m. tomorrow afternoon, Thursday. Today we're going to go through Timmy Williams' team for 2023, a big team reveal, and then we'll go through mine tomorrow. Two absolutely cracking episodes. Timmy's one goes for about an hour. I think mine goes for about 40 or 50 minutes. You will thoroughly enjoy them both on YouTube at 3 p.m. today and tomorrow. Here's a little clip from Timmy's team reveal and a little bit of strategy, a little bit of everything thrown into the next 10 or 15 minutes. Make sure you're there at 3 p.m. this afternoon on YouTube for the return of Beers and Break-Evens for 2023. His way as well, there's been rumours of him playing out in the centres. I'm not buying them, personally. I can't see a world where even the Tigers could be that fucking stupid.
He'll walk from the club if they play him.
Surely. Fucking surely. And I wouldn't hold it against him at all.
And then, regards to Munster and Brown, and something that I'll go on about over and over again throughout the pre-season, it's when you're picking round one team, it's fine to lock in your absolute elite guns, but it's about building your salary cap. And it's about finding those guys that you think are priced at top dollar and should not be going above that, or even more so are likely to drop down. Yep. Find the blokes like Burton, like Dwayne, who are around the 620K mark off a 60-point average last season. I think Dwayne will comfortably improve on that. So he should make money, build that squad value. That's all what round one is about. So my team traditionally starts quite slow in Supercoach. The first 3-4 weeks, I'll be sitting around 20, 30, 40,000th.
Yep.
But it's because I'm balancing my squad and going for that rather than a few of the guns. But once I've generated all this cash and others haven't, the tides turn pretty quick. So that's my approach.
The other thing about Dwayne and Burton over Dill Brown Munster, yes, they're cheaper and whatnot, but their sides should improve to some extent. They're both goal kickers as well. Mm. So you would expect that they collect a little bit more there.
Yeah.
Surely.
Cody, we'll get into it more with when we go through the positional analysis, but Cody Walker off a 57 average is one that I would have liked if the Bunnies didn't have the most cooked draw to start the season. So I can't touch him, but I wish he will be on my radar around sort of 5 or 6 as a potentially an upgrade.
The other one that a little birdie pointed out to us was AJ Brimson with a decent little draw to start.
AJ Brimson. I have a close eye on, again, the Titans trials and AJ Brimson because he's a gun.
And a week ago, I had a very, very close eye. I was very keen on KP once he gets dual.
Oh, no.
But with that calf, will he goal kick with that? Will he play with it? A lot of question marks around KP. The other one, mate, that I think is interesting, we will talk about it later, Jerome Luai. Ended up being a very sort of, you know, just giving Taviliami Kikau and he would get all the attacking stats. I wouldn't be surprised if it changes a little bit next year. It's not an avenue that I would go down personally, but I do think he's a guy that can improve this year, Supercoach-wise.
Definitely. I'm so intrigued to see that Panthers left edge. Yeah. I can't wait to see. We're going to find out how good Viliami Kikau was.
Yeah.
And the impact he had, not only with ball, but off the ball, just dragging defenders, because I think we could sit there and I'm sure it won't. And I'd love Luke Garner coming because I think he's an outstanding line runner. But depending on left edge and we'll get to your side tomorrow because I know a few interesting picks that you're looking at.
Yep.
But it might start a little bit slower than we think because Kikau's impact on that side.
Potentially, yeah. Yeah, as far as, you know, other cheap, you know, you've got Isaiah Katoa. We'll talk about him more when we get to the teams. I just don't think he plays in the first. I don't expect to see him before Origin, to be honest with you. I think they'll take it slow with him. Luke Metcalf's another one. I'm not sure if he's going to be in this side from the start as well. So I think all these guys will become relevant as the season goes on.
That Warriors entire team, from starting edge with, say, Murata Niokoro to Chance Nickel-Klokstad, potentially at fullback, does he get named at centre? Luke Metcalf, big watch on their side.
Yeah, and you have a look also. I've seen a lot of people talking about Bud Sullivan. He's not the pick for me. I think he's low 300s, which isn't bad, but I just don't trust this Dragon side to score points. The other thing with the Dragons that I think you guys need to be aware of is that they don't play round one, so they got the bye, which isn't a huge drama. But when they've got a coach like Hook who can pick fucking anyone in that side, you could get to round two and the cheapies you've got there aren't in the team. Sloan, Bud Sullivan, I'm avoiding at all costs solely because I know what's going to happen. You're going to pick one of them, then bang, Moses and bye. Yeah. Kicks you in the dick as per usual.
I wouldn't be stunned if we got to round one and or round two when they play and Ben Hornby was starting at halfback. Dean Young was at hooker. They brought Matt Dufty back from the UK to
bring
play
me off the pine.
Yeah, I just...
Let me at them.
I don't trust them at all.
Yeah, can't do it. Halfbacks, bit of strategy here. I've gone exactly the same. I would advise most people out there to do similar. Nathan Cleary, Nicho Hynes, two best players in Supercoach that are consistently out on the park, two goal kickers in two gun sides. Just get them.
I think so, yep. But they've both got tough draws to start the season, but you just risk getting left behind. The only way that this won't be a pretty much lock and load starting position is if... combination, I should say, is if we're void of cheapies for round one. We shouldn't be. It should be fine, but it happens. And you might find that a few of the cheapies fall off the radar close to round one or there's concerns over them and it forces us to go a little bit cheaper in the halves and maybe pick up a $400,000 or $500,000 player to free up cash. But it looks pretty, yeah, safe to me.
And this is where, if that does happen, it looks like the Gold Coast Titans have done us a massive favour with Tanner Boyd, who is halfback slash hooker. I think he's going to be a pretty important jewel for people.
He might slide into the conversation if that sort of scenario happens for sure.
Yeah, so if he's starting with Fifita outside him, I think he's worth a punt playing halfback. He scored really well at the back end of last season, despite easier games and whatnot. I think he is one to consider as well. But at the moment, we've both got Cleary and Hynes. Ready to dive into two RFs?
Yeah, and another relatively weak position to start the season, I think. I'm not full of confidence with it, but far away.
Yeah, it's 2RF going to be very, very interesting this year. I'm not... I keep looking at it and thinking, oh, there's so many options, but then there's also so many options that could fall through as well. It could quickly turn into a bit of a pain in the ass. We just mentioned Tanner Boyd, who's going to be playing on the edge outside for inside for Feeder. You've got him in your back row. I think at that price... felt like last year he was playing like a fucking busted arsehole and his Supercoach scores were still unreal. Surely this Titans side can only improve.
The thing about it is with Fifita, like, surely he doesn't... So he's priced on a 65 average. Surely he doesn't come out and average anything less than, you know, 50 to 55 worst case, in which there you're like, all right, he's a bit undervalued. He's a bit overvalued. It's not really going to hurt you, but... he could also come out and average 100 over the first five rounds.
Yeah.
And I just think it's worth the investment for that reason. Initially, I was really keen on him playing outside Kieran Foran. And we had a chat about it on the Bloke podcast yesterday. I think they've made, should it eventuate, and the Titans lineup, as has been reported, and he plays on the right with Tanner Boyd, Beau Fermor on the left. Beau Fermor just runs a great line, and that's what Kieran Foran does. He straightens up the attack. He creates space for blokes outside him, the holes, and he needs those line runners. For Feeder, it's just giving the ball early and let him tear shreds. So we know he's got that combination with Tanner Boyd from the junior days. So, again, while I prefer him on the left, I think the Titans are making the right call, playing him on the right. And for Supercoach purposes, I'm just too scared not to own him, mate.
He is like an 8 foot, 130 kilo insurance policy. You just don't want, you don't want to miss out in case he decides to put his boots on that day. So you've got to have him, I think. Especially if Tanner Boyd does become an option. in your sides. I just think it makes sense. Luke Garner, I think the vast majority of people will start with him. Still a chance that Hoskins could take that edge spot, but I'm just about willing to lock Luke Garner in. I think he's been very underrated. I think he's been a victim of the West Tigers and their shit fuckery for a very long time.
I'm one of the I'm probably number one fan of the Luke Garner fan club, mate. Priced on a 41-point average last season. Just moves into prime real estate on the left edge outside Jerome Luai at the Penrith Panthers. So he averaged 66 minutes per game last year. So, you know, if he comes in as an 80-minute back rower, it's not a substantial increase, but it's enough.
Yeah.
And as I said, one thing I look out for in Supercoach is, and in rugby league in general, I should say, just players who kill it at ordinary clubs. And Luke Garner comes to mind. AJ Brimson comes to mind in recent years for the Titans. Games where they've struggled and been belted. And these blokes are just so consistent, especially attackers when they kill you. Like, imagine what they do at a good club. Well, yeah. We're about to see Luke Garner playing on probably the best edge in the competition.
Yeah, and I'm sure there would be a bit of fear from people that, you know, he'll probably play that role that Isaac Tungo played last year. But I just think there'll be enough opportunities for him to come up with attacking stats, and he'll get through a stack of work on that edge. So
that's, and again, priced on a 41-point average, if he's an 80-minute back row for Penrith, he's not averaging less. So you can't go too far wrong.
Yeah. You got Ray Stone in here now. Wayne Bennett came out the other day, indicated what his side would look like. It looked like Ray Stone would probably be a bench player. Still a lot of trials to come and whatnot. Looks like Tommy Gilbert could play in the 13, but I still see Ray Stone at 246K. You know, with that dual position, I think he's close to a must-have, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I think so. Again, I suppose it's a placeholder pick, but one that looks pretty locked in. And that'll come down to the Titans round one team. All right, if he plays off the bench, he can still be a decent pick. Do they go with a four forward bench? Do they go three forward, one utility? Because if it's a four forward bench and Ray Stone's off the bench and it's sort of a lot of middles, you might go, oh, it'd be a bit concerned because Jeremy Marshall-King, you would imagine, will be an 80-minute hooker. Wait and watch, but it looks okay.
Yeah, no, I think he'll play decent enough minutes, Ray Stone, and I think he's only going to be one injury away from pretty damn good.
What's the injury he's coming back from?
Was it an ACL? It was when he scored that try for Parramatta.
That's remember right.
He bounced over
and
the
he
try.
Killed it that game, hey?
Yeah, he blew it away. Yeah. So, but that was early last season, I think. That was like
so hopefully
early days.
Gets to cut the trials under his belt and dust off some cobwebs.
Yeah. And I just think, you know, when you're building a club, Tommy's not the sort of motherfucker you want out there.
Yeah.
Just tough as nails. I love Ray
and
Stone.
Also, slow burning cow. Coming back from ACL, he might go 20 minutes, 30 minutes, 40 minutes, but if he can build his way up to 50 plus, you know, we can cash him in around 10 or 11.
Yeah. Okay, let's go to your bench. You got my boy there, Jermaine Hopgood. He's another one that I think is close to a must-have guy. Whether he plays 13 edge, I think he will play 13. It'll be interesting to see what Parramatta do this year, and we'll talk about it a little bit later over the next few weeks, but you've got Matto. I'm not sure if he's playing in round one or whether he's coming back later, whether he's paying that fine, whatever the fuck is going on there. But regardless, I think Jermaine Hopgood could earn that role of being the 13. It'll just depend how many minutes Matto plays off the bench or if Matto plays on an edge. It's a bit of a jigsaw over there at Parramatta at the moment. But I think Hopgood at 298K, I'm really looking forward to watching him go next
year. You've been spruiking Hopgood as a Supercoach buy.
Mate, he's become a very popular player recently, and I'm a little bit pissed off that I got in there very early. I think I got in there too early.
I think you were spruiking him since you've been...
Round 20 last year it was.
Since he was conceived, I thought it was.
Filthy.
Yeah, so, mate, what would happen if he missed selection in round one? Because would all your credentials just go...
I'd go into hiding. Yeah, I'd be talking a lot about Reuben Cotter. Don't worry about that.
I'd be sitting here talking to myself.
But yeah, Jermaine Hopgood at that price, he will get through a stack of work. He is his PPM. I think it'll be around the 1.1, 1.2 this year. Very talented guy, bit of attacking upside, and he wants to play for the Parramatta Eels, unlike their current lock forward. So,
he's a good start.
Great start. Yeah. So Jermaine Hopgood, I think he'll be in most sides. Another bone to pick here. One of my favourite bones to pick. You're going for Jack Williams from the Cronulla Sharks. For me, I don't have him in my best 17. I know you do on the bench. I don't. And I don't trust Jack Williams as far as I could throw him. And I'll give you the hot tip. Couldn't throw him too far.
He's a lump of a lad, Jacko. I suppose it's worth a disclaimer that he might be one of the Cooma Stallions from his products. Look, placeholder, of course, but The club love him. Big raps on him there. He's been a bit of, as I suppose, a stalwart bench forward for a number of years now. Got injured in round, about six rounds in last season. Might have torn a pec or a, I think it was a knee injury. So it'll be his first game back if he gets named. The years prior to that, 24 games, 16 games, 23 games. So it shows their opinion of him. He starts at a discounted price off the back of an injury year. So he's priced on a...
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
What is he? Not a lot.
Yep.
Starts at 247K, dirt cheap. If he can jag a bench spot, again, we saw with Craig Fitzgibbons last year, he loved a four-forward bench. So if it was a four-forward bench and he was on it, it'd be like, nah, there's just not enough minutes there. Three-forward bench and sort of an outside-back utility, I'd be keen. But, mate, just watch this space. Andrew Fifita, Aiden Tolman are gone. Let's see what that bench makeup is and how Jack comes out in the preseason.
Yeah, and obviously you got Oregon Kafusi who comes into that side, so he'll take one of those spots. And look, and as we said off the top, a lot of these guys are placeholders. It will all come down to trials, team lists and whatnot, as with a lot of your guys' teams.
The one I am watching, another close preseason watch, is what they do with Teague Wilton and Wade Graham.
Mm.
Has the time come for Teague to start?
I think that Teague better suits that side.
So do
now.
I. Big time.
But I will say this. Wade obviously didn't have a preseason last year. Mm. He came back to his usual spot. All of a sudden, Sifatalakai was playing centre outside him. They hadn't played together before on an edge. They've now got a full preseason next to each other. Sifa's going to have a preseason as a centre finally. So maybe there will be changes, but eye test, what I've seen so far, I thought that left edge, and I think Sifa copped a lot of blame last year for it. For me, the combination wasn't working between the two of them, but as soon as you got Wilton on running that line that he runs,
so good.
Space opened up everywhere. Yeah. So love Wade Graham, but I also think at different points when Wilton came on, they tried to play Wade sort of through the middle of 13 and it wasn't really working for me. Mm. So you got this club legend, club captain, you're trying to fit into this side somewhere and he has to be there somewhere. He's a tremendous player. But I think on that edge, he's sort of holding Wilton back a little bit at the moment.
Yeah, I think so as well. It's it'll be interesting to see what happens because if Teague does come in and get to run, he starts the season 490K for 47 average. The thing is, I don't think he'll get an 80-minute role unless they move Wade Graham into the middle.
Yeah.
But if he does, or if there's a preseason injury, serious option to start the year.
Yeah, for sure. Your last one here, your boy, our boy, one of our favourites heading into this year, Trey Mooney. Full episode live today at 3 p.m. on YouTube.
Tired of ads interfering with your favourite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.